This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The New Normal, the show about life and feminism in lockdown. Today, my guest is Katya Avileva. And as soon as you guys all start popping on and Katya comes to the party, we'll get going. As always, our stay-at-home New Normal T-shirts are printed only on demand, so there's no waste. And they always feature a slogan that was improvised or ad-libbed by the guest of the day, and 100% of the profit goes to the guest. Most people are gigging comedians who currently aren't gigging because there's no gigs. Thank you so much for buying those. Lots of people are buying them and tuning in. Let's see if Katya's there. Somebody's requested. Not Katya, but hi, guys who've requested. So I'm just waiting for Katya to join us. Am I on the right thing? Are we on the Guilty Feminist? Am I definitely on the right thing? Am I on the Guilty Feminist? Just say yes or no. Or am I on DF Dubs? I can't see now that I'm on it. I think I'm on the Guilty Feminist. Here we are. I must be because Katya's here. Okay. Katya Avileva. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Katya, Katya, Katya. Are you there?
Hey. Hi.
Hello, Katya Avileva. How are you? I am loving that headdress. Loving it.
I am from the Alison Spittle School of New Normal, and I insist on having headdresses for
you. Are. I'm so thrilled and delighted. Where did you get that from, Katya?
Well, this is actually a necklace. I was wearing it this morning because I had an interview, and my sister saw it, and she was like, you should wear it on your head. And I was like, of course, Petya. This is what I need to
Absolutely.
She is quite smart.
So, Katya, could you tell our viewers exactly what it is that you do and why you're on The New Normal today?
Hi, of course. So, I have background in architecture, and I've moved on to do what's called digital construction. So, pretty much, it's not just a pretty face. I'm actually very smart, and I tell architects how to do their, how to use their digital tools. I also try and do as much as I can to bring more diversity in the construction industry as such, because I don't know if any of you have done any work in it, but me on a table with 12 angry old white men is what a day in the life is usually looks. So I'm also working with an organization called Women in BIM. We try to do as much as we can to kind of bring more women in this kind of specific, both construction and techie part of the industry, which is doesn't lend itself beautifully to women, as you'd imagine.
Yes, indeed. And you also speak for LGBTQ people a lot, yeah?
Yes, yeah, that's something I do as well. I'm kind of involved in industry organizations that look at that as well. And as a queer immigrant woman, you know, I've got, hopefully not offending anyone, but I'm a hearing aid away from the diversity bingo. So I'm trying to, you know, help as much as I can and just be there, show up, you know, because visibility is so helpful.
And Katya, where are you from?
I'm originally Bulgarian. Yep.
Is Brexit affecting your ability to stay in this country?
No, because I got a passport several months ago, so they can't kick me out anymore.
Yay. Take that, Priti Patel.
Oh yeah. I will try and keep it on as much as I can. If it's like sliding on my face, we can say it's an artistic decision, right?
Yes, I think that's a very good idea. It's very cool. And we're both wearing very strong glasses today. Mine's
right?
Cooper. What about yours?
Specs.com or something? I'm not really as you are, but something. I have admired your glasses for a while. So
it's always Trelease Cooper, and they just sent me a bunch. I need to take some photographs. So can I ask you where you got your necklace from? Because it's very cool. Your necklace address.
The Bluefields Market. It's one of those things that at a certain period of time, all of the London markets had stalls with them. It's kind of one of those ones that you can spin around and do things with.
Loving it.
You can find it in most London markets at a stall.
Loving it, loving it. So can you tell me, how the hell are you? That's the next great question always. How the hell are you? How the hell are you in lockdown? You're alone, yeah?
Today, delightful. If you'd asked me 2 days ago, in the depths of a really, really black and dark depression. So the Corona coaster is strong with this one.
Sure. We always ask people, not so early, but because you've gone there, we always ask people if you had a really low moment that you're happy to talk about, because it encourages other people, because we're all having them at times.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I started so strong. The first several weeks I was doing all of the classes, you know, yoga every morning, meditation every day. I was excellent. And then I think it was about 5 weeks in, I kind of broke a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it just started the coaster. I think probably the lowest moment was I was rather slightly, let's say not entirely sober. And I was wildly cooking, as you do, and listening to it was a live stream of three lovely YouTube comedians, Grace Helbig, Mamrie Hart, and Hannah Hart. Very funny, very lighthearted, and they were all speaking about, you know, how we should all just be gentle with ourselves. If you don't feel like doing something, you know, just relax that day, don't push yourself, all of these wonderful things we hear about preserving our mental health in this crazy time. And in these moments, when you're slightly, you know, not sober, you have these moments of clarity. And I kind of heard them. And at the same time, heard such a clear thought in my head. It was like, yeah, very, very well, girls. That applies to you. Never applies to me. Mm. You know? And I caught myself. I kind of got it. And I was like, oh, no, this is so sad. And I can't even argue with you because you're me. And you're obviously so clearly convinced. So it was one of those moments where I was like, you know, the munchies were strong with me, like I needed to get some food, and I just kind of sat down and I was like, okay, I'm disarmed, I don't deserve to be gentle on myself, and I just need to continue producing and helping. And it was very, very kind of but it was good to kind of get it out. It's now here.
And so you exfoliated it. Are you feeling better? And you're feeling better now. You've sort of got past that. How long have you been alone, Catcher?
Well, since the start of the lockdown, I had
that
one
9 weeks now.
Yeah, but I have two cats.
Yeah, it's a long time to be away from people, though. Somebody there says I'm very depressed and I'm really sorry. It's I've given up on exercise, feeling deflated now. Do you know what? I think it's a time in the lockdown where this is happening. Like, I have been doing 2 hours exercise a day and I've been really writing this script like day and night, and I overdid it. I've underslept. And this week, I honestly feel like if I keep up at this rate, like I've just collapsed. Like, I did my personal training this morning. I was meant to have a dance class and I cancelled it. I went back to bed and slept after my personal training. And normally after my personal training, I'm like, yeah, I feel great. I can't wait to dance. And I was just like, I physically can't do it. And I slept before I had to do a Zoom comedy event with Amnesty, which I recorded it. And then I came back and lay down again. I'm doing this in bed for the second time because I'm so scared I'm going to get sick. And I've just hitting a wall. And I think it's easy at this point to go, yeah, we can do 2 months. And then it's like, now we're going into the third month with no end in sight. I don't blame anyone at this point for being depressed. But also, I've got Tom and three cats. And so to be alone, you know, because the cats are wonderful, but they don't speak back. and they're not going to make you suffer. I think it's quite a lot. I think it's quite a lot. So I think you're doing incredibly well, Katya. Can I ask you,
but now,
in terms of...
I was just going to say, I just wanted to say how you're allowed to miss your workout. And it could be so addictive to tick boxes and to do stuff because it becomes this thing that keeps you up and you're like, okay, I may be at home, I may not be working or something, but I'm doing things. And it becomes this thing that's slightly destructive as well. And sometimes not ticking the boxes and not doing the things is exactly what you need. And you're so allowed.
My dance teacher, she's taking the week off, and she wanted me to take the week off too. And she said, like, after 8 weeks of working really hard, she was like, it just makes sense to take some time, some downtime. And I was like, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get myself a supply teacher. And now I'm like, really, like, she was so right. Like, I can't do it. And I'm like, if I don't listen to my body and I get super sick and then I really can't do it, I'm going to be very upset with myself. So like, I am trying to listen a little bit more. People are, yeah, so Rachel there saying the patriarchy's conditioned us to think rest is bad. It's true. And someone else says, I think that's the problem, there's no end in sight. And the thing is, there is, other companies are coming out, other countries who've handled this more responsibly are coming out of lockdown now safely, little by little. And that really encourages me. Like, I can see things opening in some parts of Australia and New Zealand, and I feel like there is, but it's just here. There's no date for that. It's just like,
but is is that helpful?
We'll do
Is it helpful to think about the end, like what's going to happen? Kind of like trying to be in the now, I found it's been the most helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Absolutely. But just every now and again, I'm like, oh. There's some people are saying vulnerable people can't go out till there's a vaccine, and that's true as well. But I God hope there's a vaccine soon.
I have a depression tool for that. It's a super classic depression tool. Like, when I feel the worst, I just think two actions ahead, nothing more. Like, the world doesn't exist beyond these next two actions that I do, and I try to make them as small as possible so that I can get there. Mm-hmm. And keep getting there, like in the morning, the routine, like the cats need to be fed. Like, I need to get up to feed the cats. That's one thing. Just one thing. Right. Just need to do that. Do that, and it's fine. Then it's good to have my lemon and turmeric water in the morning. That's not that hard. I just need to put the kettle on. And just one, it's super basic, kind of, and little, but I found it helped me so much. Just one or two things. Because when you start expanding and thinking, so when is it going to finish? When am I going to get back to work? Am I having enough money for this or that? It just becomes too much and too overwhelming. When you limit it as much as you can, you can kind of get something done and get yourself at least taken care of, you know, washed and...
The two actions ahead is maybe your t-shirt slogan. There's only two actions ahead. No more. That's great.
Yeah. Two actions ahead is enough.
Two actions ahead is enough. Okay, so we can think of two things we can do, and then... Other than that, no.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So, Katya, I want to ask you, because you work so hard in diversity and inclusion for women in construction, which is obviously not the most diverse place in the world. How, my feeling at the moment is feminism is a request and a demand in some cases for more control. And at the moment, we've lost control over basic things like being able to leave the house and being able to hug our friends or go to the pub or anything like that. How are you feeling about feminism at the moment? And how are you able to do your feminist job and keep on slowly making progress? Or have you had to park that and come back to it later? How are you managing to think two actions ahead in terms of feminism?
I've actually had, because I've had some extra time, I've been able to work on what I need to work. With Women in BIN, we've been working on a mentoring program. So because I'm not doing my normal job at the moment, I've been able to really delve into that. I had a really fun and intense week of, I think it were 18 interviews with mentors and mentees, which was actually delightful.
Wow.
So we're working on that. But I think the conditions and the new things that are coming from this are again feeding the usual kind of masculine qualities that are favored in business. So for example, on a Zoom call with a bunch of people, the people who already around the meeting room tables were struggling to take the words and have their voice heard are even more lost on a Zoom call, you know?
Right.
And even in place, so some of my job, I facilitate a lot of collaboration as well. And I'm very often asked to be in a meeting room to notice if everyone's properly involved. As you know, that magical thing that some people, they can see if someone's unhappy.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a Zoom call, you don't even know if everybody's going to agree to, like, have their camera on. And you can't really say anything. And there's the connection issues. Mm-hmm. And you can't even facilitate that. Even if an organization is conscious of something like that and they want to insert that help, if I don't see someone's face, how can I tell if they have something extra to say, if they need a little bit of help and support to have their voice heard? And I'm a little bit concerned that a lot of people are saying, like, great, we've seen it works now. We're never going to go out for meetings and things like that. And we are so happy with extremes. Human beings just love an extreme. Extreme isn't easy. So we're either going to travel constantly to Las Vegas for conferences, or we're never going to go to Croydon for a construction collaboration meeting, you know?
Right.
There must be a middle somewhere where we can really kind of make sure that collaboration is happening and all different kind of diverse voices are heard.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you're still able to do it and you're still working on it, even though you're completely isolated, you are still finding ways to break through and narrow that gender gap within construction. That's very encouraging that that's still happening. Do you have any new I'm a feminist buts that have happened in lockdown?
Oof, I have one real bad one.
Go on, serve it.
But I have to say, I have been, when the lockdown was tighter, I wasn't going out every day because I have enough space to exercise at home. And I felt that if I didn't have to, I shouldn't have, like, I didn't go out every day when we had that limitation. But this one time I went out just to buy makeup because I wanted to paint my face to do a lip sync online. And I went to Boots and they put like no trespassing tape over the makeup counters.
this is not essential.
I'm a feminist, but during lockdown, the most disappointing thing I saw was yellow and black tape over the Maybelline.
Oh my God, it's not essential.
Like, why?
Oh. And well, I did see your makeup for that lip sync, and it was outstanding, absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
It was brilliant. Your lip sync
was
phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. Was you lip synced to Queen, and it was beyond fantastic.
I had some fun with some puppets.
No, it didn't. It didn't at all. You had the right kind of fun with all of the puppets. Can I ask, has anything surprised you about lockdown, either your reaction to it or human beings' reaction to it?
I was very encouraged at the start with my reaction. I was like, I'm doing strong. I'm so good at this. But then I kind of met my expectations, so that doesn't really count. with everyone else's reaction, it does feel in here, it does feel like the way you sort of imagine Britain before you come here, the reaction, yes, which has a lot of good sides to it. So that's nice. And the clap for the NHS is really heartwarming. And there's a lot of really wonderful things to focus on. I mean, I know that a lot of people are really in bad places, and I feel for them, and that's awful in many, many different ways. But there's so many wonderful things you can try and shift your focus and attention to when people are really kind of bringing this communal sense, which is really wonderful.
Which brings me to, do you have any renewed hope for humanity because of this? Is there any signs that you've seen that you think we might change, we might get better?
I mean, I do need to believe that, because otherwise the deep dark depression sets in. So the thing I've kind of noticed about myself, and the awesome episode with Sindhu V really kind of got into it. A lot of people seem to have some time to look inside and to go inside. And to be honest, ever since I started dealing with depression, I've kind of started believing that this is one of the main reasons for a lot of really bad things in the world, is kind of persons having insufficient self-love, having insufficient kind of self-reflection, and this time to be like, oh, this is me, give me a second, you know, and the moment to kind of examine what's going on here. Because like a lot of people's behavior is very much how they feel about themselves. And I so hope that mental health improves because of this opportunity to kind of look inside.
We were talking about this the other day about how, offline, I was talking about this to somebody about how our ability to just sit and be, that I've been so many years doing and not being, and I feel like the insistence that we stop and slow down has been really, really helpful. So I feel like we are having to take stock now, and I really hope it lasts. I'm not going to live at that speed again. I really don't want to. Some people are saying that I noticed in the comments about the clap being concerning, because it glosses over that the Tories are underfunding the NHS, and I don't think either Catch or I want the Tories to underfund the NHS. We really, really do feel very strongly that that proper PPE is provided and proper wages are provided and that the staff are cared for. But personally, I know some NHS workers, doctors and nurses, who've said to me it means a lot to them, and they feel very emotional when people applaud, and it is a morale boost for them. So it is not by any means the only thing that needs to happen. But I think if it stopped now that it started, I think if one Thursday there was just silence, it might be too difficult for some NHS workers to process that and think, what have you given up on us? And I also think that there are some NHS workers who probably go, nah, you know, just get us more PPE. We don't want this. But I do personally know NHS workers who feel very strongly that it has given them their morale. So I myself personally don't think we should stop. I feel that that's, you know, everybody has their own view on it, but that's my personal view. So I am happy to do it and endorse it. Yes, they might. I'm sure they do prefer PPE, but I would like them to have both.
There should always be space for kindness and kind of appreciation. There's a lot of things that are needed, and that stupid pyramid that so-and-so invented of the human needs, I forgot the name of it. It's not realistic, because it doesn't matter how much food you have. If you're deprived of kindness and love in your life, as cheesy as that may sound, it is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So do you have any feminist wants, desires, anything we can get behind, anything we can get involved with today?
So I'm going to say this because mainly because I need to hear it. I think it's just important to say that if you're furloughed, if you've been redundant and you kind of still feel that you're okay and you're managing things and you have this kind of sense that you need to start helping other people, take a second.
Yeah.
Trust your gut. Make sure you've been taken care of.
Yeah.
Because that's really important. And it could be, because again, we like extremes. It's either you don't care about anyone or you want to save the entire world.
Right.
That's my first feminist call. Listen, really trust yourself. If you're able to help, great. But make sure you take care of this animal first.
Mm-hmm.
Then. And then I have a charity, actually. A friend of mine who I met because of you.
Yes.
Because he recognized your portrait at an exhibition that I made.
Ah!
And we chatted and then became friends. Her name is Anna. And she's one of those spectacular women. She was a doctor in A&E and a musician. And then she started this charity from scratch. And it's an award-winning charity called Play for Progress. Just one of those people you look at and you're like, you're perfect and nothing will ever be as amazing. So what they do is she's actually been on the one of your charities on the Guilty Feminist. They create workshops and programs in arts and music for refugee children and asylum seekers. Yeah, they work really hard and they have a very tight-knit community of artists that come together and really
try
and
make it different.
No, she's based in London. She told me she was on the episode with Nazim's husband.
Okay. Nazim's husband.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Oh, she's doing the play about Nazim.
Yep. And they do a lot of great work. And right now they're doing live stream at 5 o'clock every day on their Facebook page for the kids to try and create a little bit more community. If you have any laptops and tablets lying around that you don't need, if you would like to send them to them, that would be of great help, because a lot of these young people and children just are entirely isolated now and have no other way to connect,
learn
to their friends and learn as well. And they're falling really behind on their learning because they just don't have the means to do online learning. Of course, if you want to support them, I'll give you the links. You can give them money.
You can make a story of the link and at the Guilty Feminist and we will put it up. Fantastic.
Sure. But also, if you're not able to, just liking them and supporting their growth as a community and sharing their work would be amazing.
I say that every day, that if you don't have any money right now, amplifying following is really encouraging. Sending it to someone who can afford it or just putting it out there online can really, really help, because you don't know. Someone, you might post it and someone might give them 100 quid or £1,000 or suddenly go, oh, actually, I've got a bunch of old laptops here that they can have. So amplifying can be a great thing. Can I ask you, Katja, are you reading anything, watching anything that you would like to share? Anything you've been binging or you found helpful?
In line of our NHS conversation, I have stumbled upon, thanks to, again, my sister and our friend Ellen, Called a Midwife. And
it's
been an absolute emotional enema in the best way possible.
An emotional enema?
Yeah.
That might be your t-shirt.
Yeah, I like that one. But in the best way possible, every single episode is life or death in the deepest way, but with the most composed kind of stiff upper lip and the best. I want to speak like them. This is my dream. I want to speak like Chami. It will be amazing if I ever could get this accent and these amazing expressions that she pulls out of I don't know where. But it's just so lovely. And I spent the last weekend painting and crying and watching The Midwife, and it felt so good. All comes out of you.
And is painting your lockdown activity of choice?
Yes, very much so.
Can you show us any of your paintings?
Sure. Well, here you can see my grandma. Wait, I don't know if you can see her. There you go. That's my grandma. Oh,
wonderful. That's a glorious painting. I feel very honored that you did a painting of me, and I have it hanging in my foyer. In fact, it features on Ticketmaster. I did a little Cribs video for them, showing them around my house, and I featured it in that. That's at the Facebook page Ticketmaster UK. If anyone wants to see it, it's very fast the opening. I love your paintings; they're absolutely glorious. Finally, can I ask, if you were to get out of lockdown today and there was a vaccine and you could just go out and do anything you used to be able to do, what would you do first?
I don't mind staying at home at all. Actually, I'm very much prefer having people over. And the last time I had a party was for International Women's Day. And I can't wait to have another party because I have so much Corona left over.
Wow.
And I'm not drinking by myself while I'm here at all. So I'm alone at home with about 40 bottles of Corona. And as soon as this is over, it's going to be a Corona party, baby.
Party on. Party on. Well, I look forward to that. I hope I'm invited. Can you make little stories of of your charity and midwife, and also where we could buy your paintings, where we can follow you, anything else like that that you mentioned? And Hannah will choose your t-shirt. She might choose emotional enema, or she might choose two actions. What did you say? Two actions ahead only.
I think it's emotional enema, Deb.
We might need people to vote. Anyone want think to only think two actions ahead? Anyone want emotional enema? Either of those?
Two actions ahead is helpful.
Well, it is helpful. One's helpful and one's funny. I don't know. Hannah can decide. I mean, that's what's wonderful about Hannah. Indeed. Katya, you've been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on The New Normal. Tomorrow, does anyone remember Robbie from... Robbie Hoffman from a recent episode that we did in Vancouver. If you do remember Robbie from that episode of The Guilty Feminist, she's absolutely hilarious. People are asking for emotional enema. I think emotional enema is for the win. So if you do remember Robbie Hoffman, she's absolutely hilarious. She's from Vancouver and she's on the show tomorrow. So I'll see her at 6 o'clock with the incredible Robbie Hoffman. If any of you have watched Unorthodox in the meantime, Robbie talked about leaving an Orthodox Jewish sect. And as a kid, her mother running away with the children because it was very difficult. So if you watched Unorthodox and you found that interesting, you'll be interested in the very hilarious Robbie Hoffman tomorrow. She's an amazing comedian. And somebody says, I take the two actions, a head to heart and emotional enema on a t-shirt. Very good. So then you have both. You have one here and one here. Wonderful.
One last thing.
Yes.
We've forgotten something very important, to congratulate you on the podcast nominations, which is amazing.
Thank you. British Podcast Awards. The Guilty Feminist is nominated for the Spotlight Award and Best Pick Pod, which is Best Pick Podcast, which is Tom Selinsky, who produces The Guilty Feminist, and also Jessica Regan and John Dorney. They are taking every Oscar winning Best Picture. They pull the names out of a hat, and over a period of 2.5 years or something, they're doing them all, and they really do their homework. They really analyze. They have some great guests on. Don't need to go on about it. And they are nominated for the Best Arts Podcast. That's very, very exciting because they started out as a very small podcast with no fanfare or anything like that, but they're just so good at their research that you really will learn a lot about the history of cinema, and they compare it. They really, really do about the history of the Oscars, what else was going on that year, backstage stories from the filming. Really, really, really good podcast. So big congratulations to Tom Selinsky, Jessica Riga, John Dorney, and all at Best Pick Podcast.
Are they possible, those awards? Do people need to go and vote?
No, I think it's done by by the committee, which I like, because otherwise it's just who badges their followers and who has the most followers. So I much prefer it to be done by a committee.
Yeah, but the followers can celebrate that. Why not?
The followers can celebrate it, and they can certainly spread the word. So thank you very much to to the British Podcast Awards for our nominations. We're very chuffed, and there's lots of lovely congratulations to everyone else in our categories and across the board who got nominated. You're all wonderful, and being nominated is the most important thing. Beyond that, we'll be delighted by whoever wins. Thank you so much, Katya, and you've been an absolutely wonderful guest, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.